And of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. thy face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not thy face from me. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is my light and he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen.
And this worship he approves above all, to wit,
that in all afflictions he be called upon, in 1 John 2:1. If any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father. So far the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Joel chapter 2. And it came to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon your servants and upon the handmaiden in those days will I pour out my spirit. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has spoken, and in that remnant whom the Lord shall call. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 Peter chapter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, watch, and a prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the saints one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God has given, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and glory forever and ever. Amen. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14. And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the words which he here is not mine, but the Father which has sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet in your presence. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard now, I said unto you, I go away, and I am going to come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it does come to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. So far the Holy Gospel.
One Lord Jesus Christ.
to refer to them as slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. On the very evening of his ascension, they were far from grasping the full truth of the whole mission that Christ was on. His suffering and death, his resurrection, the fact that his kingdom was not of this world, how could they be witnesses and ambassadors with so much misunderstanding, so much uncertainty clouded their minds, while doubt and fear still overshadowed them and curtailed their faith? They were confused sheep without a shepherd, walking aimlessly throughout the crowded streets of Jerusalem. With Christ gone, the scribes and the Pharisees no longer were a threat to them. Even Caesar, who had laughed at the suggestion that this ragtag group of disciples would undermine his pagan empire with teachings of a crucified Nazarene they had never heard of. But then came Pentecost, the promise Christ made, the Holy Ghost whom the Father would send in my name. He said, "He shall teach you all things and bring back all things to your remembrance." That was fulfilled on that day. These first followers saw the entire plan of salvation in all of its glory. The lowly birth of Bethlehem, Christ's company with the publicans and sinners, the anguish of the Garden of Gethsemane, the shame of the cross, the victory of the open tomb. They were all parts of one divine plan. Now it all fit together. All the Old Testament prophecies concerning the Messiah, the perfect New Testament fulfillment in Jesus Christ. So much had been forgotten, but now it all came rushing back as the Holy Spirit filled their hearts. Even Simon Peter, who once tried to prevent Jesus from going to Jerusalem, was now the rock. Well, there has never been a rushing mighty wind like the first one. We have no cloven tongues as a fire since that first Pentecost. But there has been and ever will be the power of the Holy Ghost to open the eyes and hearts to believe. We have nothing new. It's the same old truth which fell among Christ's lips, which he promised, "If you continue my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." It's the same old story of sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's the same old story of our Savior from sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all of our sins. Wherever the word of God is proclaimed, people learn that if they die in their sins, they are damned to hell. But through faith in Christ, there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation for everyone who believes. And as one searches the scriptures, the whole glorious story of God's love becomes clear. Questions and doubts vanish one by one. New certainty and security grows day by day. Also, to have God the Father and God the Son dwell in us, the Holy Spirit gives us solid security. If God is for us, who can be against us? What comforting security is wrapped up in the simple words, "No one shall take you out of my Father's hands." All the forces of hell cannot take the triune God away from us or us away from his protecting arms. Another promise given to us in this morning's gospel, spoken by Jesus, is, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives peace, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." These parting words of Christ on his way to Gethsemane and Calvary is a promise given to every child of God. The Holy Spirit brings this peace, not the kind of peace that the world offers, but peace with God. The Holy Spirit leads us out to Calvary, where that peace was won. And there we see the battle rage. We hear the last triumph shout of Jesus Christ, "It is finished." The devil himself cannot destroy this peace, nor separate us from our Heavenly Father. This peace changes men, women, and children. It makes them new creatures. What it did for crude, cursing fishermen, what it did for lying and cheating publicans, for prostitutes of the streets, it does for us, so that we can have perfect peace with God and walk life's paths unafraid. This is the peace of God that we have through faith in Christ. Peace, knowing that all guilt, all of our sins have been removed. Knowing that eternal life in heaven is ours, guaranteed by the blood of Christ. These are the blessings that come to us by the Holy Spirit through the Word and through the sacrament of Holy Communion. So let's rejoice in the comfort that has come to us through the power of Pentecost. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh and give them rest unto the souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly peace that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
new bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Thank you. true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Take it.
precious, goodness, salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of the mercy, that you strengthen us in the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.